Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Carolina freshmen are hoping to make that big jump. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You've read plenty of times, some here, about Dean Smith's old adage that the biggest improvement between seasons for talented recruits comes from freshman to sophomore year. A lot of 4- and 5-stars have been coddled throughout high school and arrive with big heads and expectations. Some adjust quicker than others. A major factor is that they have a full season to absorb the culture shock of playing big-time basketball after dominating in preps. So their heads have unswelled, and they now know what they can't do in college that they did so easily in high school, like driving to the hoop and dunking on whoever was in their way at dear old boys' high. Smith and Roy Williams made them eat humble pie until they got it, and some actually contributed along the way. Forget Tyler Hansbrough, who was as tough as nails from the day he got here and never backed down. Psycho T was an anomaly. Even MJ was a role player in 1982. The Tar Heels' starting backcourt for most of last season met the media Wednesday, and they were both singing the same tune in perfect harmony. "I know I have to take it to the hole more because they're going to come up on me," said Kerwin Walton, who led all 2021 perimeter guys by a mile in two-point and three-point shooting, and hopefully he will work hard to be a better defender and passer. "Confidence is the key," said Caleb Love, who was the worst shooter of all the regulars by a mile. From the arc, only Leaky Black was worse, and he's not supposed to be a shooter. "If no one believes in you, it's hard to believe in yourself. I've been developing my shooting. Mentally, I've never been better." Something that also could work both ways for every freshman is they will play their first games in front of thousands of fans, if not packed houses. Caleb and Kerwin are really excited about that. "I've been thinking about playing at Duke and silencing that crowd," Walton said of Coach K's last home game, sounding more like a brash freshman than a more savvy sophomore. This is Archansky. See ya.